Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Chevalier Mortgage. You can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit dnvrmortgage.com, where you can get signed up for a free consultation and to discuss all of your options, as well as get free DNVR merch. Check it out today. I'm sure you've heard about the great mortgage rates out there right now, but Mike and Virginia are not your typical mortgage company. Yes, they do have the phenomenal rates, but what makes them different is that Mike is a certified financial planner and looks at so much more than just rate when designing your home loan. Plus, they're a small family-owned company, just like us here at DNVR, so you'll always feel like a person and not a number. Again, head on over to dnvrmortgage.com and check them out today.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Haefeli. Today, first of all, a little bit of bad news, some good news, some bad news for you. Bowen Byram skating in full contact jersey as, but maybe a more surprising, Ryan Murray also taking.
Nope, made it worse.
As AJ's trying to mess with his lighting. Never sit in front of a window, folks. That's rule number one of cameras.
Yeah, see.
So good news on the Avs defensive front with people skating. Also got updates that Jacob McDonald is in the gym at least, not skating again yet. But Avs defense suddenly seeming pretty healthy. The bad news is Darren Helm is now in COVID protocol. So AJ's face says it all on that one, I think.
I more feel bad for him than I do the team on that one.
For sure. Certainly, if you take any human element out of it, as far as replaceability in the lineup, he's pretty replaceable. But
yeah, I would say he's been replaceable.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'll be a dick about it.
In any case,
not today anyway.
At this point, the Avs' next game is scheduled for Sunday the 2nd. It's still on right now. We'll see. The Ducks aren't exactly having the best time with COVID at the moment. But for now, we're operating under the assumption that the Avs will play Sunday. So we got other stuff to do until then. For today's show, our plan is to create the perfect NHL player based on seven categories: body, brain, feet, hands, twice, heart, eyes. That's all of it. So it should be interesting to see. What we're going to do is we're going to draft the body parts from current NHL players to come up with the best conglomerate of players. It's going to be me versus AJ on this one. So I'm curious to see who can come up with a better player, and y'all can vote on who has done better. And we'll see. We'll see who wins. All right. Should we just jump right in, AJ? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go. All right. Let's do this thing. Let's make our I guess perfect. Yeah. Current players only, for the record.
Yes, current players.
Just to reiterate here, some guidelines here. So when we don't draft Peter Forsberg, you can't be mad at us.
Yeah, because I definitely would for his vision. But
his eyes, for two reasons.
Yeah, because you're getting all the ladies, and he's an unbelievable passer. So
yep.
All right, so we're jumping in. Our first category is body or size, more or less. I don't know. Do we have a graphic? I don't think we have a graphic, right? We're just going. So we'll have a graphic afterward with all of our picks. I hope Allie like Frankenstein's a body together for each of our picks. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Body, you first or me first, AJ?
I'll give you this pick because I'm confident you won't steal mine.
Okay, I'm confident I won't either. I feel like you could cheat and go with like one of the gigantic goaltenders if you really wanted to in this category, but I didn't. I went with a more straightforward pick and one that I didn't just say, well, he's the biggest player in the league. I didn't just take that cheap shot. I took Victor Hedman's body on this one.
Okay.
Because he's kind of a freak with his size, but also it's a body that I know isn't awkward as hell, right? It's one that, at least on its current player, he knows how to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. We're also, like, chopping some of these things off. Like we're giving, like they're going to have different skating and they're going to have different feet.
Yeah, I didn't know how exaggerated to go with it, but Tyler Myers' neck would be a great pick, Dylan.
Maltsev's neck.
Yeah, the neck, team all neck.
Yeah, the all draft team.
Yeah, there you go. I'm here for it.
Okay, so Victor Hedman is the body that you chose to start with.
Yep.
For the record, we didn't decide like what position this theoretical player played.
Yeah, you're just kind of trying to build the best hockey player in general.
Yeah. So there isn't that. That was just not part of the
consideration. I mean, the categories probably exclude goaltender.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, we were very clearly biased against goalies on this one, where we were just like, oh, you want the perfect goaltender? Just be Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Problem and solved.
You're kind of just done. Like, all right, well, good talk, fam.
Okay, so I got Hedman. Who you got?
I'm going to be a really popular pick, but I'm picking Tom Wilson.
Yeah, not surprised.
Because great size, but he's also a thick boy. And that, I mean, it's easy to live the physicality kind of lifestyle when you're built like a goddamn tank. So
easy to run into people when you're just more dense than they are.
Yeah, when there's just more of you than there is of them.
Yeah, it's certainly much easier as AJ's internet probably just crashed. So we'll have to wait a minute until his Wi-Fi comes back at the hotel he's hanging out at in Texas. Oh, he's back. Look at that.
Sure.
Wi-Fi at the hotel, baby.
Yeah. Hotel Wi-Fi is just going to be an adventure this week. We got through yesterday. Okay. And then it crashed at the very, very end.
Yep. We're making it work though. Making it
yeah.
work. All right. So Tom Wilson is the body pick for AJ. Next up, as we're doing the snake draft, so it's you again, AJ. We're moving on to brain. So the highest hockey IQ player you can come up with.
Yeah. First pick means that I get to go with Patrice Bergeron. I get to steal him. So I don't know that there's a player in the NHL, and impossible to measure, of course.
Yeah.
But Patrice Bergeron's ability to think the game. I mean, you look at his physical ability, and it's always just sort of been okay. Like He's not a great skater. He doesn't have great hands. He's not the world's best shooter. But he brings all of it together, and he maximizes all of it by being a goddamn hockey genius.
Two steps ahead of everybody at all times.
Yeah. His ability to process the game and to understand what's going on around him is unbelievable, man. I'm just...
An incredibly brilliant hockey mind. I don't think there's any doubt about that one.
Just like a robot, right? Like, you're like, okay, well, there's problem solving that needs to be going on during the game, and he's just like calculating and then comes up with the right answer.
Yep.
He's unbelievable. So putting Patrice Bergeron's hockey IQ in Tom Wilson's body, I think I'm off to a really good start.
Yeah, I think you're doing pretty darn well there. So I feel like this is a good answer, and playing to the hometown crowd makes it a great answer for the vote that we're going to have later on which team is better.
This dude already trying to win the Twitter vote. Ain't even built his player yet.
Look, you're the guy who loves Devon Taves the most out of the two of us. So you should be happy that I'm picking his brain for this one.
I mean, not a bad call.
That's what I'm saying, is I think it's a good answer, and in being an Av, well, is a great answer for the vote.
Now you have Victor Hedman's body in with Devon Taves' hockey IQ.
Might be building a defenseman here.
I might be building the world's best forward, and you might be building the world's best defenseman.
There we go.
On accident. Did not mean to do it. Like, we needed Jesse to be on the show today to build the world's best goalie.
Yeah, just build the super squad. So, yeah, I mean, Taves' IQ is extremely high. I think on both ends of the puck is what really does it for me, because you'll see the plays he makes in the neutral zone to break up plays before they even begin, but you also see him so consistently and effectively get pucks going the right direction, and not just the flip it out type of plays. The he gets it to a player in space, and the Avs are going the right way. So that's what I'm going with.
I'm fine. I'll allow it.
He'll allow it, he says.
This time, I'll allow it.
Sometimes lucky. All right. Next up is the one of your hands. We're doing each hand separately.
Oh, we're skipping feet.
Okay, we can do feet first. That's fine. Next up, feet, which is just going to be skating in general. We left this one kind of open. You can go wherever you want with this one, whether it be technical, speed, ability, whatever you want to float on this one.
Feels like there's two obvious answers here.
Yeah. And I'm going to take McDavid on this one. If you wanted to show someone a hockey drill of any skating move that's ever been done in hockey, they would all just be pictures of McDavid doing it.
Yep.
He's a complete robot that just is a machine when it comes to skating. So,
yeah, and it's really like it's really just the combination of the acceleration, the balance, the power, the high end speed, and his ability to transition. There isn't a single aspect of his skating that he struggles at.
No weaknesses.
All of it is, it's tens across the board. He does absolutely all of it. At basically the highest level imaginable. And it's what, I mean, like, he's got unbelievable skills throughout his body, obviously. He's very, very good. But his feet just give him such a natural advantage from the jump that, like, he's got the acceler. Like, I think Nathan MacKinnon probably has the best three firsts, like the first three steps on him. But then after that, McDavid does everything better. And MacKinnon is obviously insane. He's got an unbelievable burst, those first couple of steps. He gets out of the gate so quickly, and you're just like, what just happened?
It's two different vibes too, right? If McDavid is skating at you, you're worried about him going around you. If McKinnon is skating at you, there's a worry in the back of your mind that this dude might just go through you.
Yeah, they're very different, their mindset and the way that they go through, the way that they find their success. The McDavid's a change of direction ability is also like McKinnon does special things. His ability to stop on a dime and then get going again and change speeds like that is great. McDavid's burst when he's already moving, I think, is probably a little bit better.
When he hits that upper gear,
where he can go from second gear to fourth gear back to third gear, depending on what the situation needs, all really, really quickly, and just leave a defender behind. And McKinnon is more like he goes from
100.
he's your 10-second car.
Yep,
exactly. You know, to give us a Fast and the Furious reference. He's your quarter mile, you know, at a time guy.
Yep.
But McDavid is the one. He's just so insane, man. Yep. So it was really just which one of us got to pick skating first that got to choose McDavid.
Yep. Are you taking McKinnon with this pick, or do you have something in mind?
No. I'm actually taking Makar.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have to have the Makar versus McKinnon conversation on the skating side of things because.
McKinnon, again, like McKinnon's acceleration and his edge work is exceptional, but the balance that Makar skates with is just all time special. Yep. You see the way that he can continue, he can keep up his high end speed while he's you know does that little C cut, it's. You just don't see guys, you know, Crosby does it. Crosby's edge work is also unbelievable. And it sucks because I'm not sure I'm going to end up with any Sidney Crosby parts. But he's probably the best overall combination of all these different things all in one.
Crosby doesn't have any 100s, but he's got 90s in every category. Which
Yeah, 90 to 95 in everything. Whereas
an actual human being is insane. But
yeah. So I'm not sure if he gets an individual part selected in this by us, but he's getting a special shout out as probably the guy who ties all these things together at the highest level on the most consistent basis.
He added a third hand for backhand shots specifically.
Yeah. So with feet though, I'm going with Makar because I want he's got the top end speed, he's got great acceleration. He has a burst similar to McKinnon, not quite as explosive, I don't think, but it's similar. And I like his balance overall a little bit better, and I really want to see it in Tom Wilson's frame.
Can you imagine Tom Wilson head faking dudes at the blue line?
The little shimmy that he does where he just loses guys and Tom Wilson just disappears, and you're just like,
what? What are we watching?
Yeah.
A magician. That's what it would be. But
I mean, just put Patrice Bergeron's hockey IQ together with Cale Makar's skating. Ugh. And just watch him figure out ways to embarrass players. You might end up with something like what we saw with Pavel Datsyuk.
Yeah.
Just the ability to just be like,
dude's just always there taking the puck away.
Yeah.
What's up? Thanks. See ya.
Yeah. Little Mr. Pickpocket, man. He was something special.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Yeah. So Cale Makar with my feet. I've got to try and keep track of my own team here.
Yeah. All right. Two good picks there. We are brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. Be sure to check them out at your local liquor store with the Breck Beer Locator online, or you can always go down to the DNVR bar where you can get 8 different kinds on tap. They've got a beer for everyone. You got to check them out. And If you need a little bit of extra beer money, you can go to the Ball Corporation. Their Golden Plant is looking for production technicians. You can read the full description and apply online at jobs.ball.com when you search for Golden. You can also text Golden to 77222 to get an application. The product technician position is on the front line of the aluminum beverage can production process at Ball's plants, and the company offers a competitive wage of $27.39 per hour, with potential raise increases every 6 months from there on. So it gives a ton of exposure to a lot of manufacturing opportunities in the plant and a bunch of other roles as well. You even have opportunity to move up to other positions within the Ball Corporation as well. So check them out today. Again, jobs.ball.com to get your application. And you know, once you're making a bunch of good money with Ball, might be a great time to sign up for the Nuggets Party Bus, which, Allie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the first bus is completely full now, correct? So they're actually bringing in a second bus for people.
I think so, but I'm not positive.
Okay, pretty sure that's the case, so we're good on that one. I know everyone loved the Nuggets or the Broncos one, so the Nuggets are bringing it in. If you guys smash this one out, you know, maybe we'll do one for the Avs down the line, assuming they ever play hockey again too. So it's a great little thing where you can just come down to the bar, you can have some drinks, go to the game, have some drinks, get back on the bus, come back to the bar, have some drinks, have some more drinks.
That mango drink.
Yeah, that weird mango drink. AJ is drinking like rich people drinks now.
Just for the moment.
All right. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. So AJ has Tom Wilson's body, Patrice Bergeron's brain, Cale Makar's feet. I have Victor Hedman's body, Devontae's brain, and Connor McDavid's feet. AJ, your pick is up, and we're going to hands on the passing side.
This one's tough, man.
It is a difficult one.
There are some special passers in the league.
Yep.
And we have a separate category for vision.
We do. I already know who I want for vision. I'm not 100% on my hands guy, though.
The two guys that I'm really, really torn on here as guys that I want distributing the puck at the highest level, it's Crosby and it's Nick Backstrom.
We'll take Crosby because I want Backstrom.
And depending on, hold on, we're a shot on this list.
It's pretty far down. It's the very last, yeah.
Let's see here, so.
Trying to see if he gets first pick or not on shot too,
because I might just be making the best Washington capital.
Backstrom, right.
Yeah, I think honestly for hands and the pad, I think I'm gonna go with Backstrom because he's just such a special playmaker and his ability to find guys. And I guess I'm also not considering, he's still playing, but I'm not considering Joe Thornton in his prime in this conversation, because when he was at his absolute best, Joe Thornton as a playmaker was
one of the greatest passers ever.
Unbelievable. And I guess I'm only looking at him as like the guy he is now, which may be unfair because I'm looking at Backstrom as the guy he has always been. But I'll go with Nick Backstrom.
Okay.
For passing, because he's one of my favorites to watch for a long, long time now.
Yeah, Backstrom was the guy I wanted for that too. I'm not going to go with Crosby. I'm going to go, since Well, let's cross this bridge first. Are we taking the player in his prime, or like his full body of work at least, or are we taking what they are right now?
I'm looking at more right now, but also considering I look at Joe Thornton, and Joe Thornton, like, it's a huge drop off.
Yes.
From his prime, and so I'm going with Backstrom as kind of like my middle road there. Well, a guy that I think is still great, but has always been great and hasn't hit that wall. So I guess I'm kind of going in between.
You're somewhere in the middle. Yeah. All right. I mean, all right. I guess with his performance this year, I don't feel that bad about an in the middle one. I'm going to take Ryan Getzlaf.
Fair enough.
Spent his entire career in Anaheim just feeding dudes pucks.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, Corey Perry has a 50-goal season under his belt.
Yep. In part thanks to Getzlaf, for sure. Yeah. So. He's always been an extremely good distributor from the center of the ice. It's interesting. I don't know why I don't like Getzlaf more as a player. He's the prototype of a player that I absolutely adore. In that kind
probably
of
probably because you've watched him.
Style vein. Probably because I've watched him. Fair enough.
Well, and like honestly, like it's been a lot harder to respect.
Yeah,
how great he was these last couple of years, where we've really seen him roll around in some douchebaggery in very specific, like you don't do anything until it's late in the third and it's obvious that your team is losing, and then you start some shit.
Yeah,
and it's just like, dude,
thankfully I don't have to take his brain, just his passing hands.
Yeah, you don't have to take the douchebagginess, which is what I'm saying with Tom Wilson. Like, you just leave it at the door, champ.
Give me that body and we're good. Yeah.
Give me the tank, not the driver.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. All right, yeah, so I'm taking Getzlaf's hands on the passing side. I feel pretty good about my player here. Feeling pretty good about where it's set up. Next up.
Yeah, you're not really building the perfect defenseman anymore. I tell you what, though. Can you imagine a Ryan Getzlaf-esque passer on your back end? Like making stretch passes from the defense?
Yeah, that'd be
spicy. While using Connor McDavid skating to just transition out of your zone. Bye!
Yep.
And then he ends up playing for the Islanders under Barry Trotz, and you don't get to see any of it in action.
Do that at all, yeah.
He just said block the shot!
Circle in his own zone repeatedly.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is going to be Hart, or we're calling it effort level.
Yeah, the tryhards of the league, yep. Right? Like, you wanted the guys that just go.
That you just know, go, huh?
Yeah. You know, like the dudes that are all gas, no brakes. Like, that's what we're looking for.
For sure. It's I'm unsure of exactly how I want to approach this. Because I do feel like I could take another one of your favorites on this category a little bit.
Is it your pick?
I believe it is.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah. So
yep.
I will leave the pick that you can use to abuse the system here in Logan O'Connor, and I won't double dip on the abuse of the voting system. But I'm gonna take your guy, Matt Tkachuk.
For Hart?
Yep. I know it's a little bit of a weird one, but
Are we sure he has one?
Maybe that makes him. It helps him work a little bit harder, because I'm talking about the effort level here. Because Tkachuk's the type of stylistically a power forward type player that you can ask to go into the corners. He's certainly not afraid to do the nasty, dirty stuff if that's what you want out of it.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with it. I'm sure you'll have a more traditional answer than that. Oh yeah, my guy in the chat. You know what's up. AJ doesn't look like one. You sure. Yeah.
The guy that I really want for this is Matt Calvert.
Yeah, same. That was an easy slam dunk if he was still playing, but we said active only, so.
Yeah. God, that guy was easy to root for. Yeah, I don't want to go with Logan O'Connor. I just don't. I think it's easier to be a guy like that when you're playing in a limited role.
Definitely, yeah.
And so finding a guy that's going to be a 20-plus minute a night guy, in forward or defenseman, doesn't matter, right? I want a guy that's in all situation. You know, he's always on it.
Where would you feel about someone like a Ryan Suter in this conversation? Because he's not that 110% guy, but he's playing, at least in his prime, 30 plus minutes a night, every freaking night, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, conditioning level is great, but he's also, like, Suter is just super, super, super selfish about it.
Sure.
Where he's like, I demand to play this amount. Otherwise, he makes a big stink about it.
I hear you, but again, you're not taking that part of it. You're just taking the part that plays all that time.
Sure.
Not that I'm assuming you're going with a more traditional look at it. I was just curious.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to take a guy like Ryan O'Reilly here, but that's also the guy who, because things went south in Buffalo, he talked about how he lost his love of the game.
Yeah, that's a tough sell.
Yeah, and it's like, but like, that's also a dude that when you see him at his best, right? Like, even I can't stand him. But even I, when he's at his absolute best, it's just like,
he hounds pucks for sure.
He's just so easy to like, man. So I, you know, it's really. Put me in a bad spot here because I just did not have an answer. This is the one thing that I'm just like.
No good answer for?
I really don't have. I really.
I mean, Logan O'Connor's right there. That's the cop.
You know, I think. How about the heart? I'm going to go with Tyson Jost.
Okay. I see that. That's the thing too, where you're like, you're going to have a very intimate look with the heart of Tyson Jost, right? Because you're in the building watching that dude practice for years and years and years as hard as anyone, right?
Yeah. And like, obviously anybody that's a long time listener of the show knows how I feel about Jost as a person. I just think he's a great kid and that he's got a great head on his shoulders and he comes to the rink with a great attitude. And he plays as hard as he can all the time. That dude just gets completely beat up all the time. He's always dealing with a broken finger or something, like he's brittle. But he plays through a lot of those things. So, you know, I love that. And I think it's the kind of play through it that you could do for 20 minutes a night, whereas like the Calvert Logan O'Connor crash test dummy thing. I don't think
those dudes just break. They just break.
Yeah, right. Like that's a dude that I'm just like. So, I would say Tyson Jost's effort is what I would want, is what I would prefer, because I think it would translate a little more naturally to the 20 minutes. So
yeah,
there's my homer pick. There's my one big homer pick.
I like it. I think that's a good, well thought out answer. I have no real problems with your homer pick on that one. So a good choice.
It was this close to being Landy.
Well, you know, sometimes they say you have to listen to your heart, but the reality is people just want to look at what your junk looks like. They don't care about your heart. They just want you to make sure you're
Manscaped. That's very, right? Very, very wrong. As a woman, I just have to say that.
Look, all right? When you're in the heat of the moment, no one's thinking about your heart, all right? It's just you got some business to do. And if you got some weird, funky stuff going on down there, it's a problem. So,
I mean, which one? Talk about all gas, no brakes. What puts on the brakes faster than trying to get down to business and finding out that something is up?
Both can be true, guys. You can want to make sure everything's good down there, and you could also like a heart.
Look, you can like a heart. I'm sure you do. Before and after, but in the heat of the moment, you don't want to be trying to find the tree in the middle of the forest. That's all I'm saying. All right?
So there's that one tree I'm looking for. I thought X marks the spot. What's going on here?
Go to Manscaped, use code DNVR, get 20% off, and get free shipping. The perfect package 4.0. They have a bunch of amazing tools beyond just the memery. I actually really like their bath and hair wash and stuff. I use it all the time now. So highly recommend you check out all of their products, whether it be face shavers or deodorant or all that stuff too. They make legit good stuff. Go check out Manscaped. Also, you know, when you're done taking care of your business, you probably want a comfortable place to sleep afterward. So go hit up Snooze Sleep. They're local to Colorado. They got their 4-in-1 mattress with firm and soft, depending on which way you flip the mattress, and hot and cold, depending on which way you flip the mattress cover. So they got you covered, whatever type of sleeper you might be.
Can't believe you just told on yourself as a finish and roll over and sleep kind of guy.
That's exactly the type of guy I am, all right?
Poor Sarah. Oh, my God.
Look, we cuddle, all right? But you can fall asleep while you're cuddling. It's fine.
Your wife behind you having no idea what you're talking about.
She's focused. She doesn't hear any of this. She has no idea. Anyway.
Rudo's like, we cuddle, and she just starts laughing.
Check out Snooze Sleep. They're local to Colorado, too. They'll give you a 7-day free trial. So if you don't like the mattress, you can send it back. And, of course, our main sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. You can use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. And not only do you get amazing odds boosts every single day, but when you're on that new account game right now, you bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So it's not quite the guaranteed free money that they were doing before, but it's a significantly larger amount. If you have a good read, if somebody's playing a weak team, you got an easy win in the bag, go bet $5 on them, get $200 in free bets to go nuts with on DraftKings wherever you want. You can bet on hockey, basketball, football, bowling, whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter. Whatever crazy sport. If the Olympics do actually happen, I'm sure you can get a ton of bets on that going on, too. So, you know, get loaded up.
Bowling.
Because I mean bowling, but like lawn bowling. Not actual.
Bowling.
Anyway.
There's a way that the lady in Edward Scissorhands says it that I always hear it in my head when somebody says bowling. Because she repeats it 3 times, and on the third one, she like bends her knees and she's like, bowling? Like, that's going to help him understand what it is. Anyway, go on.
I've never seen that movie, to be honest with you. So
it's an interesting watch.
Anyway, head over to DraftKings. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Be sure to use that DNVR code to get the $5 for $200 odds boost. It must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Getting into our last couple of categories here. Our next one is going to be eyes, as in vision. And it is your pick, AJ.
Shit.
He's not prepared.
I'm going to go for this one. I'm going to go with Crosby.
You're going with Crosby?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't really have a problem with that one. He's certainly up at the top.
I wasn't about to take Patrick Kane.
Yeah, not going to. It would be a very good pick if you just take his eyes and don't take the rest of all that going on there. But I'm not taking Kane either, though. I think even if we're calling it middle of the road, I'm still taking Joe Thornton on this one. Again, I truly believe his prime. He may genuinely be the greatest passer in the NHL that has ever seen.
This generation's Adam Oates for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a dude who is putting up, you know, 100-point seasons at the end of the dead puck era. So,
I would also give special shout out to Danny to Jonathan Huberdeau as well.
Sure.
Who, when I watch the Panthers, he takes some of the stuff that he does. I'm like, oh, he's taking himself out of it, and then he makes an unbelievable tape to tape pass through three guys. And you're just like, how does he know that that's there? How does he know that he's got that available to him? Just unbelievable, man. He's watching Huberdeau's development over the last couple of years from very good NHL player to elite has been a lot of fun. He's a special watch every night, and he gets overshadowed a little bit because Barkov and Ekblad are there. And then, like, Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhart showed up as, like, the big cast-offs from 2014.
And Bennett, like, clicked immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Huberdeau, he's really, I think he's such an important part of the engine there.
Yeah.
That makes it all work and ties it all together for them. He's just so fun to watch.
Yeah, a couple other things I wanted to talk about. One, as MJ Hedden said in the chat here, if you take Soderberg's bad eye and Forsberg's bad eye, have you created the best blind hockey player ever?
Yes.
And two, could you conceivably pick a goalie for puck tracking ability here?
Yeah.
And
I think.
Yeah.
Sure. If you really wanted to, but then you would have one goalie skill with, and you picked a skill for like a goaltending specific skill that you have no idea how it translates.
The rest. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's if we were doing goalies and giving goalies any respect whatsoever, we would have somebody doing that, but we don't. So again, just go with Vasilevsky.
I am curious. Is it just Bassey across the board? I don't know who's the best puck tracker in the league as far as goalies are concerned. Not sure.
I really don't. I don't know. I'll tell you, last year, that's one of the things that Grubauer did very, very, very well.
When he's playing well, it's one of his strengths for sure.
It's probably the linchpin to Grubauer's success, because athletically he's nowhere near as just naturally gifted athletically as some of the other goaltenders are. Yeah. So his puck tracking leads to proper positioning, and he's a great technical goaltender in my opinion. Yeah. And that's where his success comes from, is that his puck tracking is awesome. It puts him in good positions consistently.
Until he just sends out that poke check.
Yeah, the poke check. He goes full send on that shit. It's just like, come on.
So. Okay. So, moving into our last category.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about Crosby. I was just like, Crosby. That was it.
I mean, anyone, unless this is your first hockey podcast ever, you can just kind of go, it's Crosby. Okay. Yeah.
Funny, because I was like, I'm not sure I'm going to take him at all. And I'm like, yep, all right. Took him.
Yep. Our last category is back to hands, but we're talking shooting this time around.
Yep. We called it other hands.
Yeah, other hands, shooting edition.
Yeah. Because I do think that it's worth, like, you're talking about two very, very different skills here. But I didn't, they use the same body parts, so I wasn't sure where to differentiate. So I went with hands and other hands.
Do I just take Ovi? Like, do I just?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
He's the greatest goal scorer ever. I don't know how I can't. Like,
yep.
So, I guess I'll take what the gods gave me in the first pick in this half and take Ovi because
yeah,
he genuinely is the greatest goal scorer to ever play hockey to this point by like not by a little. It's a fairly wide margin in my opinion because. Look, I know it's impossible to compare across eras. It's just it's too hard to be realistic about it, but no one shoots the puck like Ovi shoots the puck. That's all
yep.
I got on it.
I mean, he's in a class of his own, man. His ability to shoot a puck is and it's not just the one-timer, it's not just the slap shot, you know. He does it all. He finds ways to beat goaltenders.
He's a freak.
Yep.
Fastest shot alive. All right. AJ, the final pick of the draft.
Some interesting guys because there are some guys who can really wire pucks. Guys like Patrick Laine. Stamkos back in his day was an unbelievable shooter, obviously. Amazing guys who are amazing shooters who have had careers built around their ability to put pucks in the net. Guys like Mike Hoffman and Max Pacioretty.
Phil Kessel.
Phil Kessel. Yeah. Guys who are just great, great shooters. Shea Weber's actually a great one here because he does a thing that's just totally not done.
Yep.
With the slap shot from the point being as special as it is. Kale McCarr might be putting himself into this conversation as one of the world-class shooters with his wrist shot. Yeah, definitely. We were not going to break it down into five different shots on goal.
Yeah, it's just too much. Backhand is obviously Crosby with probably like Mikko second.
Mikko and Kane, I think, are the other guys that you would have in that conversation. Slapshot do different. Slapshot, I think, is just Ovi. With Laine and Stamkos also somewhere there. I don't know where you put Draisaitl because I don't think he's necessarily the best at anything, but he's obviously fucking amazing. But for me, the guy that I'm taking is Matthews.
Yeah,
You look at the release. You look at his ability to score in different areas. He's kind of got that when he shoots it, he can put it anywhere and he can put a lot of velocity on it, and it's no joke, man. He can do it from anywhere, and he doesn't have the sexy one-timer like an Ovechkin does, but I think he's got a similar repeatable. His wrist shot, his release on it, it's just so quick, it's so lethal. It's very Joe Sakic-esque.
Had COVID not originally happened, he was on his way to an easy 50-goal season a couple years ago. Like,
yeah, he scored, what, like 40 last year anyway? Like
last year he had 25.
So he was – oh, yeah, you're right, the shutdown season.
The year before he had 47 in 70 games, and it's like
– yeah.
That was a free 50 goals for that guy. But
yeah, Martin Frick could definitely get a hold of a puck, but he can't put it. If he could consistently place it, he'd be in the NHL just on that alone. And that's the thing, the dark horse here that you keep an eye on is Arthur Kaliev. Because if he can consistently figure out how to put the puck where he wants it, Kaliev is a special shooter as well.
He's got it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of those Russians. Like Tarasenko has an unbelievable wrist shot still.
Yeah.
But it's tough. I wonder if, you know, both of us having followed the Avs for as long as we have, you look at anyone's wrist shot and you go, well, it's good, but it's not Joe Sakic's.
Yeah, well, and that's where Matthews comes in, because it is.
Yeah.
It's special that in the same way.
Yep.
So, and I just think he's going to get better. I think he's going to, he's in line to pass all the greats and be the American goal scorer of all time and a top three goal scorer in history. I'm all in on Austin Matthews being special, 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 special.
I am absolutely here for it. It's an incredible thing. I'm just looking at the stats right now. Of current active players, only 14 seasons have seen a player score at least 50 goals. And 8 of those are Ovechkin. You have the 160 goal season from Stamkos, and then you have another from Stamkos for 2 for him. And then you have sprinkled in there, Crosby did it once, Malkin did it once, and Corey Perry and Dreisaitl have also done it once each. So you're putting Matthews in pretty incredible category category at that point. Yeah, it definitely deserved on Matthews' side there. So, okay. Our final players on each side. I had for body, Victor Hedman. For brain, Devon Toews. For skating, McDavid. For passing, Getzlaf. For heart, Tkachuk. For eyes, Thornton. And for hands, for shooting, Ovechkin. AJ had for body, Tom Wilson. For brain, Patrice Bergeron. For skating, Cale Makar. For hands, Nick Backstrom. For heart, Tyson Jost. For eyes, I forget.
Crosby,
that's right. That's where you put Crosby. And then for shooting, Austin Matthews. Two players that are making max contracts in the NHL, pretty sure.
Yeah.
The two guys we built.
Yeah.
Probably making max deals. Probably their teams love them. Probably doing unreal things every single night. So,
yeah.
We will have a pull up on Twitter here shortly. Go vote. Tell us which player is better, who won on our little player draft. See which one you guys like. We're going to get out of here for the day, though. So thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, however you consume the pod. We appreciate all of y'all so very much. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know. Talking about something. Depends on what news comes out of the NHL on any given day. So
talking about something.
Yep. Sounds about right. But we hope to see y'all there. Until then, we'll talk to you later.